Okay, hang on. Selectmen's meeting of 7:28. It was called to order at 7:30 and immediately went into executive session. It is now 8:44 and the board came out of executive session. No decisions were made.
I know, I signed it. Al's thinking hard. He's trying to write something nice for Tim.
Okay. Next on the agenda is road commissioners.
Well, while we're on the subject of the power company, it sounds like pretty much any time they're going to be starting the Mountain Road overhead over there. Tim stopped in the garage last week and we went over. He wanted to go back over the pole locations again. So Stuart and I drove over with him. We had him move a couple of them, like three of them. We just didn't like where they had them. So one of them is going to require a little bit of like redesign because I told him, I said, I really don't think you should put one anywhere on that corner across from County Road where like five cars every storm goes off just past Stone Chimney Road, yeah. You know, because
I said just that light little sweeping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because literally every single storm there's cars in there. And I said it's going to have a bullseye on it. And I said, then, you know, you're going to end up dropping the wires in the road. We're not going to be able to plow for 3 hours while we're waiting for you knuckleheads to get up here and fix it. You know, so he thought they could do a crossover and land over by County Road and then back over. So yep. I think they're going to be starting that pretty soon. And then the guy did come up that day to talk about the paved section, but I think I discouraged him with what I told him. But they're back on coming back up the dirt section again. But I got the impression from Tim that it may not be this year, but he wants to come to the next meeting, I think, for us to sign off. So I've been trying to, I'll just hand this around. And if you guys have anything to add to it, I would welcome it. And I didn't even think about the staging areas and stuff like that, so we'll have to.
Well, we don't really have any place for them to.
No, well, I don't. It would probably have to be between like a private landowner and then maybe like T. John or somebody or whoever owns that little piece at the line there.
They're not tearing anything down anyway. They're just building. No.
But they're going to tear all those poles down if they're going to go underground on the dirt section.
Or down the Western Maker Road.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll take them out, bring them down to Sossible's yard where they've got everything stored.
Yeah. These are just some basic things that I've been thinking about. And then there's a couple of these that have.
That's going to be tough. I mean, I'm all for it. But there's spots there where it's like you're not getting 15 feet off that road.
They're going to have to plan it. Yeah. You know, they'll have to plan it so they can, you know, because.
I told them
15 feet off the edge of the road with an 8-foot vertical marker.
Is that still within that right of way?
No. So they'll have to get an easement from the property. See, I'm hoping to discourage them. I'm hoping that they'll just say, you know what? They already laid it all out for poles.
Right.
So I'm hoping if we get it hard enough and leave it dry enough, maybe they'll just say, you know what? It doesn't make any sense. But I kind of got the impression from Tim the other day that it's not likely that this would start this year because he kind of made this comment. He was like, we're already running out of time, you know, to come all the way from Jamaica to get all the way up through. That's a long way. And he said, we're having some, he just said, we've got some things we got to work. Oh yeah.
I mean,
it's
whole
wicked tricky down there.
From Jamaica on up, that's.
Yeah. It's real tricky, you know.
Yep. There's a lot of places where there's not a lot of shoulder.
A lot of places.
Yeah, it's either the river or the mountain.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's about the width of this table in between it.
Yeah.
And they got a bunch of bridges to fly over. You know, they got all those bridges up through there to fly over. You know, they have one culvert of ours they got to fly over down there.
I mean, you want Coop to just put a note on there about Ken's question about floodplain?
No, and I was going to write that down too. That's
just
a good
to make
point.
You think.
So do we have to put a new would be replaced with the same size or larger?
Yeah.
Some of them are gonna have to go through the stream guy.
I already have two of them. I already have permits for two of them right here. That's why I said see attached documentation. But yeah, I was gonna reword that to say 18-inch minimum. Or, and what I'll do is, I have a map. Jeff Nugent helped me make this map. This shows every culvert, and I'm gonna have him update it with a size. Like, so number 46 is 18-inch plastic. But I'm just looking for, ideas on anything that I've forgotten, or if I'm stepping out of line by saying any of this shit, or anything like that.
You're certainly not stepping out of line.
Put more in.
I like the 15-foot
rule, that's a good one. Well, fuck them. You know, because I figure if it's 15, maybe we can compromise to 12. You know, if...
Well, but I think from a tactic standpoint, you know, it's like, okay, so you gotta contact every private homeowner.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, because like, well, I've broken down through New Figure. They're right on the edge of the
they
road.
They are on the road, yeah.
And Jared Bristol was telling me yesterday they did that somewhere else, too. He said they're really close. Like, really close. And he said now they're in the town of Brattleboro, and the town of Brattleboro is kind of doing the same thing as us, and they're even considering telling them that they have to hire an engineer to oversee it all. Because they don't have the manpower to do it. And I don't think we do either. Because I really don't want to sit there every fucking day while they're down there.
Yeah, throw
you know,
it in there.
I mean, if we, so he's going to be here at our next meeting. So that's why if you have anything, scribble it on that paper. I'll neaten it up and email it to everybody just so we're not all like doing next meeting.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I was thinking. At least we kind of have something to hand him that we're all familiar with. You know,
well, I mean, especially with Tim out, you know. Yeah. Say, hey, you know what? You got to hire an engineer.
Oversee it.
I mean, I'll tell them, you know, it's like, I drive South Wardsboro Road every Friday afternoon on my way home with the groceries.
Because this
it was brutal.
This
while
Buck
they
Adams
were working out there.
This Buck Adams guy is a shit show. I mean, from everything I
know. Oh, he's the dirt
he,
guy.
He's the guy they've been hiring to do all
you
the work.
You want to write down hire engineer to oversee the project?
Yeah. I'll put floodplain. I'll neaten this up and I'll email it to y'all.
Floodplain. That being said, the power didn't go out much this winter.
You know, I was talking to somebody the other day. I said, I think it would have been cheaper for him to buy everybody a fucking generator. You know, seriously. You know, with the amount of money they're spending, it's fucking unreal. It's unreal, you know. So that's about it with the power company. I'll get a better draft out to you guys. Paving is on the mount, over on the mountain is done. They shouldered today. They do have to come back and pretty up a couple of the paved entrances, like into Strat Mountain School. But Zach's going to bring the small grinder back when they, and then they're going to come back and do those little projects on this side of town, like the bridge membrane in the bottom of Penny Avenue and this culvert crossing. But when they come back, Zach will bring their little grinder. It's weird where you pull into the lower part of Strat Mountain. The grade is weird.
He said we're
going to cut that back and make it nicer. And we've done most of the driveways. I may actually have him, I think I'm going to have him pave about 10 feet in on Acer Road to try to shed that water better. Because it always washes that shoulder, no matter how we try to swale it. But it naturally wants to eat the dirt out of Acer Road when they pull out of there. So it comes off the pavement and creates a ditch. And then it takes that fucking shoulder out. Like every year we're over there fixing it. And I'm just sick of it. Yeah. So I think if we can kick it off further on to Rocco's land and swale it, I think it'll get it off into the part that it needs to be. So I'm going to have him do like a 10 or 12 foot apron out into that when he's back.
Yep.
But the paving came out, I think, really good over there. It's nice and smooth. And
it's nice. That bottom entrance to SMS is tough.
It's a pain in the ass. It really is.
It eats yuppie Suburbans like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. So that
helps snow tires, sweetheart.
We got word back that apparently nothing sensitive was found on the Grout Pond Road, so they're waiting for the official report back from UVM CAP, but it sounds like they didn't find, you know, Indiana Jones's tobacco pouch or whatever the fuck it was, you know. So, I just got an email from Brandon today stating that, so I guess we're over that hurdle.
Well, that's good.
Now I just need to find money.
It sounds like Tim's doing real good. Stuart's away this week on his vacation, but sounds like Tim's coming along real good. I was gonna, would you guys be opposed if I picked him up like a little fruit basket or something from Dutton's?
No.
Or like, you know, maybe some fresh fruit?
No.
All right, I'll have the girls sign that tomorrow, but he's doing real good, I think. There ain't really a hell of a lot else. Scotty is on schedule to fill in for Mark when he's away.
He works Sunday.
Yeah, I guess Mark had some kind of a well issue or something.
Well, should we get him a get well soon card?
I signed it, get better.
from NPR. So
yeah, right.
A&R.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I guess he had some kind of a well issue. So Scotty called me yesterday morning because he forgot how to disarm the alarm. He's like, what the hell do I do again? So I gave him my code. And,
I don't know what happened on that hill. The guy next to him, Steve Hurd, his well went dry. Freaking thing was overflowing at one time and then it went
really?
Dry. Somebody must have drilled a well somewhere.
Huh? Hit a main or something. With Coop's help the other day, we got this culvert change. That went pretty good. And I'll find out tomorrow or the next day. I think the truck's supposed to go up to Viking next week if they're still on schedule. But other than that, everything's pretty much just...
paving.
Yeah, paving's good.
Did they do it? They got all the gravel in today?
Yep. Yeah, they did all the shoulder gravel today. And, it looks good.
And they'll be back for these other things.
Yeah, they'll probably around the third week of August, right about the time I get back from vacation. Because he has to go back into Ludlow and finish another segment of that state job. And then, but that's about it. I don't really have much else. It's all, everything's just plugging along. And I think that Tim is supposed to be at the next meeting. I'll clean this up and send you guys an attachment. So you can look it over. I just thought that way we're all looking at each other like, what's this all about? You know.
Okay, sounds good.
And then, you know, the party was a success. It all went off good. That's not really highway stuff, but the party was good and that was fun.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Done. Town hall right there, request. Isn't that enough now?
Oh, I...
minutes, last meeting.
I do have one more thing, but it's really not a highway-related thing.
We don't care.
When we're ready. When Nidos took over the propane and all the servicing, John identified some issues with the two furnaces in the town hall. This doesn't have to go in the minutes, but mostly it was just shoddy workmanship on Walt's part. But those two furnaces have never really been working together like they should. The idea of putting two of them was so they like alternated. But the way he has them hooked up, they've never really worked that way. And then recently, Tim pointed out to me, after he used the town hall, that the power vent was running constantly, but it wasn't making any heat, but the power vent was running. So I asked John to look at it. He was here the other day, Friday when I was driving by, he was here, and he had the guy from FW Webb with him, and there's a couple of modifications that they're gonna make.
He was here today.
So they have to upgrade the cold air returns because it's not pulling enough cold air from the upstairs. They're pulling all the replacement air from the downstairs. But the guy from FW Webb said that's kind of ass backwards because he said you want to pull the cold air out of the room that you're trying to heat.
Yeah.
You know, he said it's kind of redundant, And then he said what I would recommend is, he said, because that building is used so intermittently, and you might keep it at like 50 or 55. He said, I'd put a unit on there that fires both of those furnaces up at the same time to blast it and warm it up quick. And then when it gets up to temperature, it'll kick over and just run on one. And then that'll also alternate between the two. So he said it'll exercise like both furnaces. But he said it just, and I said, yeah, that does make a lot more sense. So that way, if you're having a party there in the winter, say, holy shit, I want it warm here in an hour, or town meeting morning, we can just hit it. It'll be 65 and a little bit, and then when it gets to that temperature, it's going to require a couple of new thermostats, which is not a big deal, and whatever this is, but
better
I said
controls.
Yep. So that's just kind of an update on that's actually what I was calling Greg about this morning, because he's kind of more into that part of it, but I didn't realize he was in Maine, so I just told him I'd talk to him when he got home. So
okay, I'm good. You said minutes.
Yeah,
and then he's going to start doing the yearly maintenance on all the stuff pretty soon before they start getting, you know, bombed with, you know, because fall ain't far away, sadly. Man, hate the thought of it.
Any other business that may legally come before the board?
No, as long as you got that tax signed over there.
I haven't yet, but I will.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Aye.
Aye. Done.